About 100 people met on a large piece of land in Nelson County for a direct action boot camp.
I like to start this workshop off with a quote from Sun Tzu and The Art of War. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles.
They came from Richmond and Roanoke, Blacksburg and Charlottesville to network and prepare for future fights against pipelines. Few wanted to give their names.
These are scary times.
That's Richard Averett, who, along with his wife and other family members, bought 235 acres here, hoping to build an eco-lodge.
I have traveled thousands of miles to see places less beautiful than Nelson County. We have beautiful rolling hills. We have an incredible culture that honors the land of food and spirits and wines. And people come here to sit out in this place and revel in it the way that they do Napa or Sonoma.
1 year later, they learned that Dominion and Duke Energy had other ideas for their property.
The center line for the pipeline is plotted to come through Spruce Creek and then cut right through this place where you and I are standing now.
So they helped form a coalition of people who oppose pipeline construction.
I've hiked the Appalachian Trail and I've canoed from Jamestown to the Maury River and from Blacksburg to Mobile, and I have come to believe that I'm a steward of this precious land.
The original pipeline route ran through a piece of property that I live on. It has since moved off of that piece of property and onto other people's property, but what made it wrong on my land makes it wrong on their land as well.
Well, I'm here because my family is greatly involved in the whole fight against the pipeline. It affects our livelihood. It affects what I'm going to be able to pass on to my children.
We know that climate change is real. We know that these fossil fuel industries, they're the ones continuing to perpetrate this violence against our communities.
I'm a woman in my 30s, and I've had to reconsider having children because I'm very concerned about what's coming with climate change.
I'm opposed to the pipeline and will do practically anything to prevent it from happening.
Like climbing a very tall tree to keep construction crews from cutting it down. The weekend campers learned to climb long ropes that dangled from branches 50 feet above the forest floor, and they took a tutorial on scouting rugged terrain for markings left by surveyors. They trained to be medics and were instructed on coping with tear gas and other chemical irritants. There was discussion of risks and rights, what the law has to say, for example, about protesters hoping to keep their identity secret.
In Virginia, we have a mask law. It's a felony if you wear a mask.
The group was encouraged by news of permit delays in neighboring states and hopeful about a pending lawsuit filed by Richard Averett and 50 other landowners who argue the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission can't empower for-profit companies like Dominion to seize private land.
I actually believe more than ever that we'll win. Certainly, power dynamics are not in our favor, but we have something they don't have: passion. And we have right and justice on our side. Right after we filed our lawsuit, Dominion turned around and within 2 days asked for expedited approval of their pipeline. They know we've made very legitimate claims in that lawsuit, and they're worried about the ramifications of that.
While participants knew they might not be able to stop bulldozers from beginning work on pipelines, they hope to delay it long enough for suits to make their way through federal courts. In Nelson County, I'm Sandy Houseman.